Hi, my name is Christy, and I'm recording this podcast in my bedroom on May 24th, 2019. The topic for my podcast is about serial killers, and the reason why I chose this topic is because I've always wanted to know what goes through their minds and why they do it, and hopefully we can find answers to it. So please stay tuned and enjoy. So, serial killers. I want to talk about what makes them killers. In crimereads.com, it talks about most serial killers were born bad or they're born into it. In my opinion, people are just man-made into being serial killers because many of the times they suffer from child abuse and they want to take the anger out on an innocent victim. And there's no way some just becomes killer from birth. Many people say if you grow up from the environment, for example, people from ISIS, mostly the fathers or uncles will teach their sons or nephew to kill. Then yes, you were born into it. To get in more details with serial killers being born or made, scientists who support the nature theory believe that brain damage, specifically to the frontal lobe, which is part of your brain, causes your behavior. The frontal lobe is considered responsible for much of the behavior that makes possible stable and adequate social relations, such as self-control, judgment, and planning. And many scientists believe that this area of our brain is our moral compass. And studies have been done at 4 universities found that individuals with damage to the frontal lobe have abnormal social emotions in real life, which has shown the lack of empathy and compassion, which is by brain damage. And this next clip, I'll be interviewing 3 people. Name and age, please.
My name is Anissa, and I'm 18.
And what makes a serial killer, in your opinion?
Usually in the news, serial killers, when they talk about their past, they're usually assaulted or harassed when they're little, like either like molested or they've just been through some traumatic thing when they were little, usually involving like their families.
And what serial killers have you found like interesting, like their story or grab your attention or whatever?
Well, one of them I feel is John Wayne Gacy. He was the killer clown. And mostly, like, I just know him by shows like American Horror Story and, like, other videos on YouTube. And then Jeffrey Dahmer, there's a movie on him, and it's really just interesting and very creepy.
Okay. Thank you so much, Anissa.
Mm-hmm. Hi, my name is Jabbar Muhammad. I'm 18 years old.
Hi, so what makes a serial killer, in your opinion?
I think it could be like mental diseases or like some sort of trauma or something like that. I think it's like all mental, you know, like maybe some sort of pre-mental disease that you have, you're born with, or something that's like developed over time.
Okay, any killers that you found interesting, like the stories and why?
Jack the Ripper, you know, and the reason why is because like nobody really knew him, and like he would mutilate his bodies, and that's really hard to do. And also, like, he only would like murder prostitutes, like good-looking prostitutes, and like they all kind of look the same, and I can't understand why, you know. But yeah, that's cool.
Thank you. Your name, please.
I'm Casey Armendariz.
Hi, Casey. So, what makes a serial killer, in your opinion?
Somebody who constantly goes out of their way to hurt other people, regardless of knowing that it's bad.
Okay. Have you ever found any killers that grabbed your attention or the stories were very interesting to you?
Like Jeffrey Dahmer or Charles Manson was pretty crazy because he got other people to do his dirty work.
Thank you. While there is reasons to believe that nature may play a role in the creation of killers, there is a strong evidence that nature plays just as a strong role. People who support this theory believe that behaviors are learned and that violent behavior is learned in childhood. The evidence of severe physically and mentally abuse is abundant. One extreme example is Henry Lee Lucas, who was beaten by his prostitute mother for years, and his mother would dress him as a girl to go to school and force him to watch her have sex with men, and many of these men were violent. While abuse during childhood appears to play a role in the making of a killer, it cannot be the only role, because many people who are abused never become criminals. There is also evidence that not every serial killer has an abnormal brain. Shirley Lynn Scott said, "Bad seed blossom in bad environment." The best determination at this point may be a genetic component that becomes worse in an abusive family. Some of the backgrounds of most serial killers are most of them grew up in violent and dysfunctional households, and some have conducted disorder behaviors such as enjoying torturing animals, and most killers like to kill animals or make people watch them hurting them. Another one is setting things on fire and wetting the bed and etc. In adulthood, many serial killers have been reported to have some type of brain damage or substance abuse problems like alcohol or drugs. This concludes my podcast. Thank you for listening.